Princess Demetria is a dedicated prophet of Jesus Christ, bringing you intellectually stimulating Bible-based thought designed to help you achieve the highest quality of life possible. And now, your host of Authority Grace, Prophetess Demetria.
Praise God. Praise God. I'm so excited. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Authority Grace. I am truly your host, Prophetess Demetria. Thank you so much for joining me. I have a great surprise for you all. I'm excited. I have a guest on tonight that is, in my opinion, very powerful young man. Very ambitious, a young man that's doing things and about his business, amen. And I want to thank his family for allowing him to give us a few minutes of their dinner time, their family time here on Thanksgiving. I want to say happy Thanksgiving to all of you that have joined us tonight, this evening. And we're not going to be before you long because I do understand that it is family day, family evening. All right. So first of all, let's start by saying again, welcome. I thank the Lord that you all have joined in to Authority Grace. I thank the Lord that you all are fellowshipping with us on today. And I'm very excited. I thank the Lord for what he is doing in our lives during this hour and this season. Amen. And what a blessing it is for families to be able to come together in unity once again. In the name of Jesus. So I want to pray, Lord, I thank you. I praise you that this word that is going out is your word, Father God. And as it is received on tonight by the listener, amen, I thank you that their lives will be changed. They will be enlightened. And then they will go away from this radio show, from this podcast, knowing and believing something new and different. Amen. I thank you, Father God. They're your people, Father God. Speak through us to them in Jesus' name. Amen. Blessings. I want to give a shout out to my advisor and his family and to my family and to all the families out there that are listening. God bless you. God keep you. And remember that we are Psalm 91 equipped. Amen. We do dwell in the secret place of the Most High God, and we do abide under the shadow of the Almighty God. Amen. So without further ado, you know, we've been talking back and forth about, you know, love, about loving one another, about relationship, and things that are very important, even now in this season. Most of all, we know is relationship in this season that we're in right now. Amen. And I'm excited to be able to share. Let's see here. I'm excited to be able to share a few scriptures with you. Let's see here. I really want to go to 1 John 4:12. And I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with that scripture about the love of God and those who are loved by God. Amen. And we know that God is love. And so I'm going to start with 1 John, the 4th chapter, around let's look at verse 12. Knowing that we are loved by God. And what this scripture is doing is leading up to know that we know that God loves us. Amen. We know that. And we like to stay informed that Jesus loves us. God is love and he loved us, right? And so I'm going to read 1 John 4. And I want to look right here at, let's look at verse 7. He said, those who are loved by God, let his love continue to pour from you, amen, to one another, because God is love. Everyone who loves is fathered by God and experiences an intimate knowledge of him. What does intimate mean? Meaning that into him we get to see. because of his love being shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Amen. And that's what intimacy is. A lot of people take intimacy in a whole nother level, but we know that intimacy is into me, you must see. Take time to look in and see what's in there. Amen. The love that I can share with you. That's what we say. You know, I can share the real true love, not this, what do they call that love that just a natural love, but show that agape love, that love that comes from your heart. And that's what we're going to be talking about tonight in relationship, showing how you can be in a relationship and love someone and know how important it is for that person to know that you love them, whether it's the physical love, whether it's the agape love, unconditional, which is what we really want it to be. Love me unconditional, no matter what you see, no matter what's going on. If you like me, love me unconditional. Amen. And Jesus is love. We know that God is love. Amen. And so in order for a relationship, no matter what type of relationship it is, and when I finish this, I want Damien to jump on in here. In order for a relationship to last for always, it is important for both people to know that there is a need to love each other first and foremost. Love yourself. Love God. Amen. All right. So now, Damien, again, welcome. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it, Ms. D. I'm so glad to be here.
Amen. All right. You know, you and I were having conversations and we were talking about getting ready for this show. And we were talking about how relationships are very important in business, friendship, even in the workplace. You know, we know that relationships are important. Amen. And I believe the most important relationship is the relationship we have with Christ Jesus. Amen. Because would you agree that if a person has a relationship with Christ Jesus, it makes it easier for them to have a relationship with others?
Yes, and then most importantly, a relationship with themselves, you know, because it's important to know yourself as well, you know, so, and that opens up the relationship, you know, just for love, absolutely.
Amen, amen, yes, it does. And when it opens up, when we have a relationship with Christ Jesus, then we're able to give genuine love to one another. And it's not just that love on the surface, you know, just that surface love, hi, bye, I got to be cordial, you know, not that kind.
Right.
We're talking about the real love tonight, y'all. We're talking about loving each other for real in a relationship.
Absolutely.
And so, Damien, what I wanted you to, I know your time is short, so I want you to give some input on what you feel, you know, is important in a relationship with a man and a woman. That's what I want to talk about. You've been successfully married for a while, and you're very content in your marriage. And so I feel that you can give some input and insight to young people, other young people that are listening, as well as, you know, any and everybody. But basically, you know, for the young, go for it, please.
Yes, ma'am. No, absolutely, absolutely. You know, one of the most important things for me personally has been understanding, you know, a mutual understanding, making sure that you understand your partner. And like I was saying, you understand yourself, because in order to give of yourself, you have to understand yourself. You know? That understanding was just the greatest thing that I could have ever have had.
Amen. 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 And you know, there's even a scripture in the Word of God over, I believe it's in Colossians 3, where it says, husbands, love your wives. You know, the Lord was giving instruction for husbands to love their wives. Amen. There's another scripture that goes on. Now, that was in Colossians 3:19. And then we have other scriptures over in Romans 12, as I read, and then 1 John, as I read. And also, we know that we are to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Amen. And we know that we don't have to be in our neighbor's face all the time. That's not what it's really saying. What it's saying is that being cordial, loving them, you know, hey, how are you? Is there anything you need? See, that's loving on somebody. If there's something you need, I can help you. That's a form of love too. Wouldn't you agree?
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes.
That's, you
yes.
know, exactly. You know, showing love to others and showing love to yourself.
That's right. Amen.
You know what's funny about that? I apologize. Actually, what I'm doing right now, we're about to sit down for dinner, but before we sat down for dinner, we were out giving out dinners to the homeless. So we just came out. We're actually driving on the way home now. So if you hear that train in the background or the foreground, that's what's going on. We were just myself, my wife, and my cousin, one of my favorite little cousins. We all were out giving out dinners, and then my son and my aunt and uncle they were in another vehicle. And mm-hmm. it's just a way to give back, you know.
That's
you
right.
know, we made extra. My aunt and uncle made
That's
double
right.
of everything.
That's love,
so
right
we were
there.
Able to pass out the stuff. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Amen. Well, we thank you so much for taking out of your family time and your busy schedule to stop by and be a part of our program and just to give those tidbits on relationship and love. And most of all, love is very important in any relationship.
And you know what, Misty, I want to come back again soon so that I can, you know, discuss more in depth with you on everything.
Absolutely.
Anything you want to know, you know, hopefully we can get a whole hour in soon so we can call it a power hour and we can get a real big powwow in.
Absolutely, and we'll be very glad to have you. And again, tell your family thank you so much for allowing you to stop by. And before you hang up, can you give up some of your information, make your announcements about your website, or anything you would like to share before you disconnect?
Sure, absolutely, no problem. If you're in the Las Vegas area, you know, I do real estate as well. If you're looking to buy, sell, or even rent, you can get in touch with me at Wrap Realty, WRAP Realty, like as in it's a wrap, .com. So wraprealty.com. You can reach me there. Also once a month, again, if you're in the Vegas area, I'm at Clark High School. Third Saturday of every month, we do a food drive. So if you're in need of food, if you're in need of any services, we're able to help you out there. You know, just show up. We start about 8:30 a.m. So that's what I got for you right now.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Well, thank you so much again, Damien. We thank you for stopping by. And we'll be glad to have you again. Whenever you're available again, you're welcome here at Authority Grace, where we'll have even more time, like you said, the full hour to talk on this topic of loves and relationships and,
yes,
and you know,
absolutely. I love
you. And building.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me, Mr. Mitchell. I appreciate you.
Absolutely. And you tell your family blessings from Authority Grace.
Yes, ma'am. I will. Thank you.
Amen.
All right. Love you. Thank you.
Okay, love you too. Thank you. Bye bye. And at this time, we're going to take a short intermission. Amen. Praise God. So I'm so excited. That was nice to have a guest on to know that, we are able to invite those that are versed and they can talk about things. I really, really, really want to get into a relationship on this broadcast. I want people to understand about relationship, friendship. The neighborship, being a good neighbor, and also building friendships that are solid, bonding. I have a guest on. As a matter of fact, she's also a host of her radio station too, and we've had a bond for a long time. And I tried to get my advisor to come on too because we've had a bond a long time, so it would be well versed in different. Varieties of relationship, because relationship is very important, and when you have relationships in your life that are versatile, you say, oh, I have a friend, oh, I have an associate, oh, I have this, whatever the form of relationship is, it's very important. And then we keep it Bible based, where he said first, love yourself, like Damien was saying. You got to love yourself first before you can love anybody else, and then you have to have the love of God shared abroad in your heart, amen, so that you are able to love somebody clear and freely, amen, without any isms and schisms, without all different types of clutter in there. You could just be free and clear. Would you agree, Pastor Ethel?
Amen. Amen. If we are in Christ, thank you for having me on tonight. Happy Thanksgiving to you and all the listeners of Authority Grace. If you say that you love the Lord, then, the Bible tells us about that loving one another is a sign that we love the Lord. And so, it's so important that we understand that love is not just a word, it's an action, and that we
Amen.
Need to put into we need to put that into action every day. And I thank God that we have had such a relationship. I thank God for you, sis, because
you well.
Being my sister in my life, I know what the love the word love is, and that we truly love each other. And
Amen.
Whether that it's friendship, whether that it's, family love, whether that it's, love that we carry into our marriages, no matter what it is, it has to be based in what the Bible says that it must be based in. And that's because the Bible says that if we say that we love God and we hate our brother, the Bible says that we're a lie. We don't
right.
tell the truth. We don't tell the truth about us loving the Lord. And so if we love the Lord, we're going to love everybody else, and that includes us. And it just, if you love yourself, you can't help. It just exudes from you. It just comes from you, So,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for sharing that. Yes, Pastor Ethel, and I, yes, we definitely have a sisterhood, and it's been a bond for many years. And
amen.
I have a sister friend in her. Is no matter what time of day or night, I can call her, and I say, "Hey, I need to pray. This is going on. I'm feeling this way," and she's just right there to be in agreement prayer with me. I have my sister. I don't know if she's on the line, but I'm sure she's listening. And I have a sister, same way. I can just call, and she can call me. It works both ways. That you can, you're able to call me. I'm able to call you. That's sharing. That's showing love, and it's unconditional.
Yeah.
There is a love that you show when. As if when I was lost, my dad, and my mom, and you just come around. You don't have to talk. You just,
That's
hey,
right.
I'm here for you. It doesn't have to be for conversation. It could just be sitting there. I'm just here. I had
That's right.
a sister friend. She came through, and she just said, she never talked. She just sat. And every now and then she would say, hey, you okay? Yeah, you know, I'm fine. But that's just that support. You know, we need the support. And I feel like I am a good example of a supporter. If you're hungry, I got you. You know, if you need a sweater, I got you. You know, and sometimes it's not always in monetary or things that you can give, but it's just your presence, being in the place, you know, showing that you love someone. That's what I call unconditional love. No matter if my hair is all over my head and my legs are ashy, but you saying, hey, I'm here. I got you. It don't matter. You know, and I praise God for that. You know, there are so many scriptures on relationship and the love of God. You know, I like the one, Romans 12:10. I keep trying to pull it up, but it's not going there. But Romans 12:10, it tells us here. Let's see if I can get there really quick. Mm-hmm. Everything is moving slow. Right. I don't know if everybody's online.
I'm with you. You want me to read it for you?
Okay, if you have it available, it's verse.
It's in the
verse
you said 10, right?
Chapter 12.
I'm reading out of the King James Version. It says, "Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another."
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. See, I like that. And then in the, thank you so much, Pastor Ethel. And then in the Passion Translation, which I love to break it down like that, it says, be devoted to tenderly loving your fellow believers as members of one family. Try to outdo yourselves in respect and honor to one another. Be enthusiastic to serve the Lord. See, in each portion of that, because we know he is love. That's the first love. Amen.
Yes.
And then being all the way with it. Amen. To be able to say, you know, I love God. When you hear a person saying that they love God and they're interested in the Holy Spirit and they're interested in God's love and knowing about God's love, you know what? That's a person you want to be around, because you know what? That person is going to be operating with you in an unconditional way, meaning that it's just, it is what it is. Here I am, you know, because early on in Romans, I think it's Romans 12:1, where he said, I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, right? And so as you're presenting your body to Christ Jesus, when you pass yourself on to be in a relationship, that means it's unconditional, right? Meaning that you've already presented your body to Christ Jesus. So now here you are. I can give myself of myself freely to you, unconditional. I don't have to put no issues on it. Amen. I can be your friend intimately. I can know you. Because what do we say? Into me you must see. Amen. If you you can't just deal with someone on the surface. If you really want to be in their life, you got to deal with them intimately, meaning that I want to know what makes you tick, how you flow, what makes you smile. Everyone that knows me know I love to laugh. I find anything to make you laugh, you know, and that's what I like. When I wake up in the morning, I wake up laughing. Lord, thank you. Another day. Praise Jesus. Yeah. Another day. Hallelujah, to serve you, to worship you, to honor you. And how do we serve? Sometimes we serve him by helping someone else, by serving someone else. Amen. And being in someone else's life to make the changes in their life, to showing love, you know. And I think that's really what needs to be going on even now in this hour that we are in. Amen. That we need to be showing love one to another. If I'm cooking food, I got a plate with your name on it. Amen.
All right now.
Glory to God. I thank God for the opportunity to share. I love sharing. I love to share. I love to give. I'm okay with sharing and giving. Amen. Because one of the things, you know, when you give, it comes back to you. You can't beat God giving. If you say, oh, I'm just giving this, I don't want nothing back. But by the time you turn around, hey, it's already coming back to you every way, which way you can think of. Amen.
Amen.
And no, we don't give it to get it, but that's just how it works. Amen. Praise God.
Not
so
today.
I'm excited about what God is doing in this hour. I'm excited that we're able to see another Thanksgiving. Hallelujah. And I thank you all. Hallelujah for joining us. And I want you all to remember to decree and declare Psalm 91 over your life. Amen. Dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. Abide under the shadow of the Almighty God. Amen. We call him El Shaddai, Adonai. Amen. Just come on and worship him and praise him. If you didn't do nothing but get a brand new pair of socks, Lord, I thank you for these fluffy socks keeping my feet warm in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm excited. I found me some little fluffy socks. I gave them out. I kept one pair and gave them I was just excited. Amen. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. Praise God. I'm so excited about what God is doing. And I'm excited that my adult children know the Lord. I'm excited that they're praising and worshiping him in their lives in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And that's another thing you have to do. You have to decree and declare Psalm 91 over your adult children's life, over your grandchildren's life. And those of you that have great-grandchildren, just cover them in the name of Jesus, because you know the enemy, he don't have no love for us. Amen.
No, he doesn't.
He don't have. If the enemy tell you he love you, don't believe it. Matter of fact, don't be listening to him. Just don't
listen
to him. Trust God. And if you don't have any other, if you can't think of anything else to say, grab you a scripture. Ephesians 4:13. Amen. Philippians 4:13. Amen. Ephesians 6:10. Come on, somebody. And then always make it a practice of saying Isaiah 54:17 over your life. That way, when you go to Ephesians 6, you have put on the whole armor of God. And then when you go to Isaiah 54:17, they say, no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. In the name of Jesus, and every word that shall rise against you shall be condemned in judgment. Stand on the word of God. Practice standing on the word of God. You know, it just grab scriptures and stand on it. When even in Romans 12, when he said, present your body a living sacrifice. Amen. Holy and acceptable unto him. It is your reasonable service. Come on, somebody. Because in Hebrew 11, he said, now faith is. Come on, somebody. So by faith, believe that you're covered with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Put your faith to work. Mm-hmm. Come on. He left it here for us. Hallelujah. Yes, I'm excited about what God is doing. I walk by faith, not by sight. I believe God. I believe every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's King of kings. He's Lord of lords. Hallelujah. He's the ruler of all nations. I don't care what it look like.
Yes,
I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what nobody else tell you. He's the ruler of all nations. Come on, somebody. Walk with me. And the thing is, we know, hallelujah, because he is, we are. Now faith is. It is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank you. He left this word here for us. And, you know, I always start off on one thing, but I have to go back and remind you whose you are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Glory to God. And remind him that he is all that in your life. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can't do nothing. You can't do nothing without him.
Glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Nothing. If
Thank
you
you,
think
Lord.
you're doing something on your own, stop, take a look around, and see what you created.
Yeah.
Amen. You haven't
created
nothing. It's all Him. And none of
yes.
us, and we're made righteous in Him because of His righteousness. Amen. Him in
Amen.
You. Glory to God. He said He Himself did this for you. He Himself went ahead of you, made every crooked place straight and every rough path smooth. He Himself
wow.
is a lamp unto your feet. Come on, somebody, walk with me, because
yes.
He's the lamp unto your feet and the light unto your pathway. You think you lighten the way? Come on, somebody. Your flashlight, your battery
Glorious.
Run out. Come on. He
Come on,
is
now.
The light on your pathway. If you follow
yes,
hard
he
after
is.
Him. Amen.
Yes.
I was telling somebody the other day, I said, hey, I said, I'm like the five wise. I put some extra oil on me. Carry your oil in your purse so when you lighten the lamp go out, you can relight it. Amen. Fill that lamp
Amen.
All the way up so when that lick get to burning, hallelujah, you'll never be in the dark.
That's it.
We don't want to dwell in the dark. Amen. We want to continue to
Hallelujah.
Dwell in the secret place of the Most High God.
Yay.
Come on, somebody. Walk
yes,
with me
Lord.
And pick up your Bible. It's on your phone. It, if you have a paper Bible, whatever, pick it up and go to Psalm 91 and see, won't He do that
yes.
for you? Because you can't do it yourself.
My
and trust
Lord.
And believe. Buddha can't do it for you. I don't care how many chants you do. At the end of the day, if you get ready to fall, you say, Jesus. If you stomp your foot, Jesus. Come on, somebody. I ain't never heard nobody talk about Buddha, and Hare Krishna and all them people. Trust God
My
in
Lord.
All things, because He said that you can do all things in Christ Jesus. You can do all things through Christ
That's
who strengthens
said.
You. He strengthens you. You don't strengthen yourself. Amen.
That's it.
Know that
Amen.
From this day forth that you cannot strengthen yourself. I don't care how many weights you lift. I don't care how many bicycles you ride. At the end of the
Come
day, your strength
now.
Is in Christ Jesus. Where you may weak, He
Tell
is strong. Amen. We got
Amen.
To stand on the full word of God. Amen.
Yes.
Trusting and believing.
Amen.
No doubt. Wake up in
no
the morning.
Doubt.
Put your armor on. Ephesians 6:10. Put your armor on. The whole armor. Don't just put on the shoes. That's going to give you the peace, right? But put on the belt of truth.
Come on,
Come
now.
On, somebody. And then put the shield in your hand. What is that? The shield of faith. And what does it do? It quenches every fiery dart that tries to come at you. And you want to know what the quenching is? They used to take, before they put the shield on, they would soak it, get it wet, so that when those fiery arrows would come to them, it would hit that shield and it would extinguish it, meaning it would put the fire out. That fiery
My
dart that
Lord.
Was coming towards them. And then that's what we have to remember, even in this hour. When a fiery dart is coming to you, you know that you have on your shield of faith. That's not touching me. That's not going to do anything but go out. The fire have to go out.
My
the only
Look
fire you want to experience
ah.
is the fire of the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
And pray. Continue to pray. Pray without ceasing. You say, well,
yes.
Prophet Demetria, I don't have to get on my knees. And nope, you sure don't. You sure don't. You can whisper prayers all day. Lord, thank you, Jesus. I worship you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Your word
yes.
is true. And His word is so true that it makes every man a liar. Amen? Because
Come
His word
now.
Is truth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank
yes.
you, Jesus. I'm excited about what
Thank
God
you,
is
Lord.
Doing for us. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
All you got to do is speak the word of God. Believe that He is. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak
yes.
the word of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. that you are.
Thank you, Lord.
All that we need you to be in our lives.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Psalm 138 and 8 tells us all day, every day, that he will perfect those things which concerneth us most. So you don't have anything to worry about. When you start feeling like you want to worry, Lord, I believe in Psalm 138 and 8. He know what
That's
the scripture
it.
Say. If you can't remember the scripture, because, you know, a lot of people would challenge you with scripture. If you don't remember the scripture, that's okay. You know it's Psalm 138 and 8, and you know it's perfecting those things which concern you most. Amen?
That's it.
Glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. And you know, you can quote, I'm presenting my body a living sacrifice unto him in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. I'm excited about my God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He lead, guide, and direct me daily. Amen. Amen. And amen. And I'm Psalms 91 equipped. My adult children, Psalm 91 equipped. My grandchildren, Psalm 91 equipped. My family and loved ones, Psalm 91 equipped. In the name of Jesus,
Amen.
I pray it over every life that's represented in Amen. No devil in hell shall prevail
Amen.
In our lives. Hallelujah. We
Come
win.
On, man.
In the name
we
of
win.
Jesus. We win. Glory to
yeah.
God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. I just want you to remember Psalm 91. Equip yourself. Hallelujah. Remember that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Isaiah 54:17. And remember, this is what someone is listening right now, and they want to know that God is perfecting everything that concerns them. And I want you to remember not to forget Psalms 138 and 8. Because he is perfecting those things which concerneth you most. It's nothing too big and nothing too small. And don't let anyone tell you that, oh, well, you don't have to pray about that. You pray about everything and give thanks. Because, Lord, I thank you that you're covering me with your blood from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Lord, I thank you, hallelujah, that it's already done. He said it over in Jeremiah.
Yeah.
When you asked him something, he's already answered you. Amen? Read Jeremiah 33. Amen? He fixed it.
Yeah.
It's already fixed. Glory to God. You have no need to fight in this battle. Hallelujah.
That's it.
Just stand and see the salvation of the Lord in the place where you stand. In the mighty name of Jesus. I love you, Father God. Hallelujah. I thank you that this word fell on good ground. I thank you, Father God,
Lord.
That somebody's heart was enlightened tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
The mighty name
we
of Jesus.
Love you. We love you, Father God. And if there's anyone
you,
listening that hasn't received Christ Jesus as your personal Savior, you know, just say, Lord, I thank you that I believe that you rose again on the third day with new life in your hand for me. I thank you, Lord, that you did that for me. And I receive it and I believe it. That's all you have to say. I receive it and I believe it. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, that I'm making you, hallelujah, my personal Savior. I want you to be a part of my life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, that you're touching every
Thank
life
you,
that's represented on this line tonight. Every life in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every need has been met tonight in Jesus' mighty name. And until we meet again on this bi-weekly talk show, in the name of Jesus, be blessed and trust God. Hallelujah. And if you would like to reach out to us, hallelujah, authoritygrace.org is the website. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. And the email address is prophetic55@gmail.com. That's P like Paul, R O P like Paul, H E T like time, I C 55@gmail.com. I'll answer you. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yeah.
I love you all. I thank you so much. Hallelujah. For your support here at Authority Grace. Until we meet again, 2 weeks from this Thursday. This is a bi-weekly talk show. I love you and thank you so much for being here. Amen.
Tune in to Authority Grace with Prophetess Demetria every other Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on PBS Radio, Station 1.